Celebrate God if you want to. Celebrate Him if you want to. Hallelujah. God bless the choir. I said, God bless the choir. Father, we want to thank you because you are awesome God. You are a wonder working God. Father, we thank you for your act and your move in our midst. Father, we thank you. The time has come for your word to go out this morning. But I ask, oh God, that there will be liberty in the house today. You will grant unto us ear that hears in the name of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself under the mighty hand of God so that I can use me as your oracle today. And I come against every spiritual insulator to the flow of your word this morning. Commit the heart of your people into your hand, O Lord, that you will reach out to them this morning. Lord, the word that is going forth this morning will not stand against us on the day of judgment. Give us the ear that hears in the name of Jesus and the spirit that does according to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Once again, I come against every merchandising spirit, every spirit that buys and sells, every spirit of distraction to your word this morning. Let the fire of the Lord consume them in the name of Jesus. At the end of today's service, our lives will be better off. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Shall we clap our hands together for the Lord and joyfully have our seat in the presence of God? Hallelujah. I want to return all the glory to God this morning for the privilege I have to stand before the church to share the word of God. I want to thank the leadership of the ministry for granting me this opportunity. I pray that God is going to do that which he wants to do in our midst today through his word. In the name of Jesus. The topic the Lord has laid in my heart to share this morning is very important to Christian lives. And not only that, it's also symbolic and also very important to this ministry. By the grace of God, I'm going to be sharing with us the topic I call growing the root, bearing the fruit. Growing the root, bearing the fruit. Before we go into the text this morning, let me just take a little time to explain the concept of root. Thank God that we have a number of agricultural experts as lecturers, professors in our midst in the church. So I believe that they will have better understanding, and perhaps all of us will have understanding of the concept of the root. Trees and plants generally require roots, not only for tapping soil nutrients and soil water, they also require roots for stability. They require roots for establishment. They require root for support. In arid regions, places where water is very scarce, very difficult to come by, any tree or plant that grows there without having a very strong root will soon fade away. How? Because it will not be able to go down to the water table because the root is shallow. So we can have deep roots. We can have shallow roots. The shallow root is what we can also call superficial roots. Let me ask a question, though it's going to be a rhetorical question. What kind of root do you have? Is it a shallow root? Is it a deep root? The kind of root you have will determine your survival. I'm talking about spiritual root now, not physical root. So that when spiritual storms of life and perturbations of life blow, that root will make you to be established in him. God is going to be opening our eyes of understanding as we go into certain roots that we need to grow as Christians. And let me also say that, remember I said it is very important, very key to the ministry, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. Our anchor verse, taken from Psalm 92, verse 12, that we usually read at the end of when we close our meetings, whether Sunday or midweek services, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, it shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. So it's about our foundation. What kind of foundation is your faith built? So it's very important that as Christians, we take note of this. Let me also say that any plant or tree that grows leaves at a faster rate than it grows roots will soon fade away as well, because it's growing leaves at the expense of roots. I'm not saying that leaves are not important for plant survival. The roots are very much more important, because that's a point of connection or attachment to the soil. Media, help me work on this monitor. It's not functioning, so that I know the time I have left. God bless you. We are going to read the book of Psalm. That will be our main text for today, but I have some other references, if time will permit us. Psalm 92, verses 12 to 14. Psalm 92. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Next verse, please. 13. Psalm 92, verse 13. We have read verse 12. Verse 13. Is it hanging? Hallelujah. That's the work of technology. Hallelujah. Psalm 92, verse 13. Now. Okay, thank you. 92:13. Let me read from here. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Let me take 14 again. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Mine says they shall be fresh and flourishing. What makes a man, let's go physical, what makes a man at age 90 to grow fresh, to grow fat, to grow flourishing, is dependent on the root that he has. And the root I'm talking about has to do with your connection with your God. Primarily, your connection with your God, your relationship with your God. Let me ask this another question. Are you growing in the things of eternal value, or you are just growing in the things that are ephemeral or mundane things? Are there things that will stand the test of time that you are growing? Or you are growing your roots downward in the Lord so that you can bear your fruit upward? I put there, I said that the importance of being deeply rooted cannot be overemphasized. And the essence or purpose of a fruit-bearing tree is to bear fruit. Any tree that is meant to produce fruit, but is not producing fruit, is underproductive, is unresourceful. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. It's a popular place. An axe is laid upon every tree that does not bear good fruit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, you can help us project. It is cut down. Another version says it is hewn down and cast into the lake of fire. Media, I pray, receive the anointing to walk with me today. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, is as if you are not flowing. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, an axe is laid upon every root that does not bear good fruit. It is cut down and cast into the lake of fire. May you receive the anointing to bear fruit. May you not be cut down in the name of Jesus. God is a capitalist. And who is a capitalist? Is somebody who invests and expects return. I think I've read a post about the air we breathe. When somebody was placed on oxygen, and someone now did a calculation per second, per minute, per hour, per day, per week, per month, the costs of breathing through oxygen supplied by man. So what about the natural air that you breathe, that I breathe? If you were to calculate based on your age, the amount is going to cost you, or it would have cost you from when you were born till now. You started breathing when you were even in the womb. Add that one to it. Do you think you'll be able to pay it? So God has given you some things and he expects something in return. Hallelujah. I put there facts about fruit bearing. Facts about fruit bearing. In John chapter 15, verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. Media, are you there? John 15, 16. Says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. Did God say you should go and bring forth money? Go forth and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. It's not just for bringing alone, bringing sake alone. That your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So I put here that fruit bearing is a divine appointment. When you are given an appointment, it is left to you to either take the appointment or reject. They will even ask you, if it were to be a secular world, that you should write to us, you know, the offer. Otherwise, of if you're accepting or willing to accept the offer. So it's an appointment. And it's an appointment that every righteous of the Lord, like we read, the righteous shall flourish. We now personalize it in this church. I am the righteous of the Lord. So as a righteous of the Lord, we have a divine appointment, a divine mandate to bear fruit. Number two, because of the time, I put here that good trees produces good fruits and vice versa. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, it talks about that it's not possible for a bad tree to produce good fruits and vice versa. It is not possible for a good tree to produce bad fruit. Are we there? Matthew 7, 16. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? These two, 17. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me rely on what I have here. So we have been mandated to produce fruits. And the fruit that we produce is a function of who we are. That's a point I want to bring out there. It's a function of who we are. If you are the righteous of the Lord, then you are expected to produce good fruits. Hallelujah. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down. That's another place. It's cut down and thrown into fire. May you not be cast into fire. May you receive the grace to produce good fruit in the name of Jesus. And it says, verse 20, therefore by their fruit you will know them. So meaning that if you produce bad fruit, trace your source, trace your root. Your root is faulty. To the glory of God, and by the grace of God, our mother in the Lord, Mommy Salami, is a professor of mycology and plant pathology. When you say plant pathology, maybe diseases and infections that have to do with plants generally. And I want to be specific. If root of a plant is attacked by diseases, by microorganisms, whatever, that can cause, you know, the root to break down, definitely it's going to affect that tree or that plant. If the root is diseased, if the root is infected, it's going to affect the tree. It's going to affect the plant. So let's check our roots. Are we on an healthy root, a sickly root, a weak root? What is the foundation of our faith? What is the foundation of our Christianity? The Lord is telling us this morning to check our roots and to work on our lives. God is going to help us in the name of Jesus. Let me now be specific and go to what are the kinds of roots that we need to grow. What are the kinds of roots as the righteous of the Lord that we need to grow? Number one, I put here, we need to grow the root of faith. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. We need to grow the root of faith. Rooted and built up in Him. Established, that's established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Remember, I said that root is very important for support of a plant. Apart from tapping soil water or soil nutrients, you know, for the plant to survive, the survival of a plant is dependent on the root. So we need to grow in the root of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the patriarchs of old, like Moses, like John, and the likes, they conquered. Gideon and the likes, they conquered. So for us to be able to withstand the storms of life, we need to grow the root of faith. So that when the spiritual storms blow, we'll be able to stand in the Lord. Is your faith strong or weak? And let me say that we grow the root of faith by our walk, daily walk with God. We grow when you begin to trust God in your daily walk, trusting Him that whatever He has said concerning you, His promises will believe for your life. It will come to pass. You are growing faith, walking with God. The Bible says Abraham walked with God and it was accounted for him unto righteousness. So you want stability, then you need to grow the root of faith. Whenever Jesus Christ did any miracle and his disciples would come to him, Master, how did you do this? You say, have faith in God. When he rebuked storms, when they thought he was sleeping in the boat, remember the story, and they came to him. He said, O thou of little faith. Another place he will say, if thou have your faith as little as a seed of mustard, you will command this mountain to move and it will move. So we need to grow the root of faith. Number two, I put here, still using that Colossians chapter 2. Don't take it away. Bring it back, please. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Godliness. Godliness. You need to grow the root of godliness. Say, rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as I've been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. So we need to grow godliness, established, being rooted in Him. That's what I mean by godliness. When you are rooted in God, you are part of God, then you are godly. Number three, because of time, I want us to talk about some other things. We need to build the roots of God's word. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, that says, this book of the Lord shall of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but ye shall meditate therein day and night. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of their mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So God's word, the knowledge in the word of God is non-negotiable for anyone that wants to bear fruit. How much of God you know determines the amount of fruit or the kind of fruit you will bear. So God's word is non-negotiable. This book of the law shall not depart. Day and night means all the time you meditate, not just read. You meditate therein, day and night. It's after you have done that and you observe to do it. After meditation, you do it. All, not parts, that is written therein. Then you will make, thou shalt, not that God, thou shalt make, it is what you do after meditation and you do it that will now make your way to be prosperous. Then you have good success. So it begins with God, grow in God's word. Number four I have here is we need to grow the root of grace. We need to grow the root of grace. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Second Peter chapter, he said, grow in grace and in the knowledge. Are we there? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. When I say grace here, I mean the giftings. I mean the spiritual endowment that God has given unto us. We need to grow with it. Remember the parable of the talent that man, when he was about traveling, gave somebody one, another person two, another person five. We know the story. I don't want to bore us with that story. So what do you do with the grace that God has given unto you? As you, do you just believe that, come to church, the prayer, I say amen, I go away. I have good voice, I can sing, but I refuse to sing in the house of God. Rather, I choose to sing elsewhere and sing some other types of songs. I have the gift of this, I can do that. God has given us, like I said, God is a capitalist, has given us every grace he has endowed us with. They are divine endowments, and he expects that we trade with the grace he has given unto us. So that at the end of it all, when we return to him, and he says, my son, my daughter, that which I've given unto you, what did you do with it? Did you bury it like that man that buried, you know, the one talent that God gave, that the master gave unto him? So we need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The last one I have here is we need to grow in love, the root of love. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. The book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Okay? Being rooted and grounded in love. Romans 5:5 talks about the love of God being shed abroad in our heart by the reason of the Holy Ghost that is given unto us. So we need to grow in love. Let me ask you a question. Are you growing the root of love? If you say you love your brother, you love your sister, and your sister is hungry. Jesus even said it. When I was hungry, you did not give me food. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me water. When I was in cold, having no raiment on me, you gave me no shelter. You know? Say, how, when, where? They were asking questions from the Lord. As in as much as you have not done it, you have not given your brother food to eat, you've not given your sister water to drink, you've not sheltered your brother or your sister, then you have not done it to me. As a church, the power that a church enjoys is love. Because wherever there is love, there will be unity. The devil will not be able to fathom. He won't know where to come in, how to come in, when there is love. So we need to grow the root of love as a church, so that we'll be able to fight the common enemy, which is the devil. God is going to help us in Jesus' name. I'm watching the time. That's why I'm trying to speed up. Having established that we need to grow certain roots, the root of faith, godliness, God's word, grace, and love, identify here. There may be some other ones, but because of time, we need to know what kind of fruit we need to bear. We are talking about growing roots and bearing fruit. We've established the root aspect. Let's go into what are the fruits that we need to bear. Number one, I put here, we need to bear fruit of repentance. Fruit of repentance. In the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, talks about bearing the fruit of repentance. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. This version says, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. We need to know that we are the righteous of the Lord. I'm not disputing that. But do you know that every day of our lives, we need to check. I check every night what I've done so far for that day. What I have said. Where I have gone. The thought processes. And I say, Lord, have mercy on me before I sleep. So we need to repent. And repentance I'm talking about here, has to do with not a 360-degree turn. If you are a sinner under the sound of my voice, You need to bear fruit of repentance. You need to repent before you can become righteous. And that is making U-turn. Our Father in the Lord has taught us, I remember very well, when we were in Awuva City. It's not 360, because when you turn 360 degrees, you are coming back to the position where you took off from. But you make a U-turn, turning your back to the world and turning your face to the cross. We need to bear fruit that is meet or worthy of repentance. Number two, I put here fruit of holiness. In the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 22, fruit of holiness says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and end everlasting life. By the grace of God, the vision of Cedar is to build a Cedar generation, a generation that will be, we can sing it, we say it every time, that will be holy. That's the first one there. So holiness is prerequisite to fruit bearing. And that's why we end it with radiating the beauty of God, the beauty and glory of God in this perverse generation. So meaning that if you want to be healthy, you need to be holy. If you want to be highly successful, you need to be holy. And that's why holiness, you know, comes first in our vision. Are you bearing fruit of holiness? Or let me ask, are you holy in the church? And when you get outside of the church, you mingle with your colleagues and friends, maybe in your department, lecture rooms, anywhere you are, meeting offices, your shops, anywhere, where you live, you are holy in the church. But when you get outside there, outside of the church, yeah, you become another thing. Let's check. If you want to bear fruit of holiness. Let it be evident in you. By the grace of God, God has led us. That's the Bible study we are treating. It just started last week, Wednesday. Fruit of holiness. Follow peace with all men. And holiness. Without which no man shall see the Lord. You want to see God, you want to bear fruit. You want to bear fruit of holiness. The one I put here last is fruit of righteousness. Similar to holiness. Fruit of righteousness. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread, that's for your food, seed for sowing, bread for eating, and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. So we should not just say, I am the righteous of the Lord. Let it be real. Let it be evident in the life that we live. The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to all the people. Sin is a reproach, but righteousness exalts, brings promotion, brings lifting, brings good success. I'm sorry, I'm going to use this woman as, I don't know her, as an example. This woman that owns this filling station, Bova's filling station, I don't know her. She stands for integrity. Let me say she stands for holiness, because even when she wanted to change the pump price to 165 naira, it was put on social media because I read it, and she gave reason for that. Whereas some people, God is going to help this nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin, so she's a righteous woman. Sin is a reproach to every nation. So we need to bear the fruit of righteousness. If you are the planting of the Lord, according to Psalm 92 that we read from 12 to 14, it says, I am the planting of the Lord. So if I am the planting of the Lord, then I am righteous. Then if I'm righteous, I need to live the life of righteousness. So righteousness and holiness is not what we profess. It's not what we confess or profess. It's not what we say with our mouth. The Bible says, by their fruit, you will know them. So if somebody, like that woman we just identified, say, I don't know her. I don't know how many of her, if anyone here knows her. But what I'm saying is, she stands for righteousness. Stands for integrity. CQ. God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's go to benefits of bearing fruit. If I bear fruit, what benefit do I stand to gain bearing fruit? Remember I said that it's a divine command, divine instruction, divine appointment
said, go, I've not chosen, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you that you should go and bear fruit. Not only bearing fruit, and your fruit should abound. So if your fruit is abiding, let me say that there are benefits to it. In the same John 15, 16, we have one benefit there. John 15, 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. 15, 16. Let me read from here. It says, okay, I think I just quoted it. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, should abound. That whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, to give it to you. So if you have been praying to God, jumping from one mountain to the other, and it seems your prayer is not answered or has not been answered, switch to fruit bearing. The bearing fruit of righteousness and holiness. Then your prayers will be answered. It removes hindrances to prayer. It makes prayers to be answered expressly. Why? Because it touches the heart of God for us to bear fruit. It touches the heart of God, the mind of God, for us to be productive, to be resourceful. Well, that's our mandate, to make impact in the world. So if you are going to make impact in the world, starts, you know, on the foundation or the root of holiness and righteousness. Then number two I have here, apart from answered prayers, we have our portion in God's kingdom, our share, our portion in God's kingdom. Let's add Matthew 21. Matthew 21, I want to take verse 43. Matthew 21, then verse 43. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruit thereof. May God's kingdom not be taken away from you in the name of Jesus. Whoever is not bearing fruit, the word of God says, God is taking that person away from the kingdom of God, taking the kingdom of God away from that person, and be given, just like the talent of that man that buried the one talent that God gave him. That talent was collected and given to another person to trade more and make more profit, you know, to the kingdom of God. Similarly, anyone that does not bear fruit, the kingdom of God is taken away from that person. So if you want to make it to your maker, you want to make it to heaven, then I say that you need to bear fruit. It's going to be a record with God. You know, we said that fruit is something that is evident. Fruit is something that is evident that people can see. Fruit is not only about money. It's not only about having. Those things are good. I'm not saying that it's not good to have money. I'm not saying that. All those things that we have, they are good. I'm not saying they are not good. They're primarily, the Bible says, John 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Then what? Every other thing. So we should not chase after every other thing that will be added. Let's seek for righteousness. Let's bear the fruit of righteousness. Number three I have here is divine blessedness. In the book of Psalm, very popular psalm that we normally read, Psalm 1, maybe we take three verses there. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let's have verse 2, and then we'll move back to verse 1 later. Let me take verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 now. Okay, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's another one confirming the word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Let's have verse 3. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When the Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, that sitteth not or standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And now, when I was meditating, I said, if you are not walking, you are not standing, you are not sitting. Probably you are lying down, maybe sleeping or taking some naps. So meaning that where you are found, what you are doing, where you are found, matter. So if you walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, and you do not stand in the way of the sinners, neither do you sit in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are you. So it brings divine blessedness. Divine blessedness. All round. Let's go to verse 3. All round prosperity. Verse 3, please. All round prosperity. And it shall be like a tree. So there's a comparison of that man in the book of Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish. So this is the man. So if you are the righteous, where do you walk to? Where do you stand? And where do you sit? So those three things are very important. If you are lying down, most likely you are alone. But if you are walking, you may be walking with somebody. If you are sitting, you can sit alone. You can sit with people. In your lecture rooms, where you sit, what do you say? What do you do? As the righteous of the Lord. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's all round prosperity. I'm not talking about being wealthy, having money. All round prosperity. Hallelujah. As I'm trying to bring this message to a close, I would like us to read the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. It talks about sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So the seed you sow determines the roots that you have, determines the tree that will come out of that seed. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, not in wickedness. And when you sow to yourselves in righteousness, then you reap in mercy. So conversely, if you sow to yourself in wickedness, what would that person reap? Maybe judgment, because the opposite of mercy should be judgment. So if you want the Lord to show you mercy, then sow in righteousness. So I try to close. Maybe we should also read the book of Matthew chapter 25. I think I've mentioned it today from verse 14. It talks about the parable of the talent that was given. Let me just read. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. Verse 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. 17 now. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. The day of reckoning is coming. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. 21, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. 22, he also that I received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, let's listen. What happened to the third person? Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. You've not planted. That's where you want to reap. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not trod. 27. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Let's hear the judgment. Take therefore thy talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents. 29. Is that all? Hallelujah. Now, what do I want to bring out from there? God has invested so much in you. God has invested so much in me. And his expectation is that we trade with that which he has invested in us. Are you trading with the talents God has given unto you? Are you trading with the gifts that the Lord has bestowed on you? Or you are just consuming the grace of God, not producing from it? We need to bear fruit of repentance this morning. We need to make a U-turn and say bye-bye to ungodliness, bye-bye to wickedness, bye-bye to unrighteousness. And we face squarely, you know, asking God to help us. I would like us to rise on our feet this morning. I want us to rise on our feet. What roots are you growing? What fruits are you bearing? Are you growing root at all? If you are growing root at all, in what measure are you growing that root? Are you growing the root of faith? Root of God's word? Root of love? What root are you growing? Then what fruits are you bearing? I think I want to read the book of Hosea, same Hosea chapter 14. I read verse 15. Sorry? I think there's a mix up here. Okay, I've read 10 to 12. I would like us to think about this message. The desire of God is that you grow roots downwardly so that you can bear fruit upwardly. If you are not growing your roots, I want us to ask that God is going to help us to grow roots in Christ, to grow roots in faith, grow roots in godliness, grow roots in the word of God, grow roots in grace, grow roots in love as a church. Whichever one you can remember, say, Father, help me this morning. Lord, help me this morning. Lord, help me this morning to grow the roots of repentance. That's another one. Ask for God to help you to bear the fruit of repentance. As you are asking for the grace to grow roots, the root of faith, the root of godliness, the root of grace, the root of love, root of God's word. Ask, oh God, that Lord help me. As you help me to bear fruit that is pleasing unto you. Help me to bear the fruit that is acceptable unto you. Let me say that when you are not bearing fruit, your service unto him is unacceptable. You are not praying that prayer. Is it because it's not prayer that has to do with breaking the head of your enemies? We are talking about something that has to do with eternity. Something that will give you eternal credit. Something that you are sowing on earth and you are having the dividends recorded and stored up in heaven. Ask that God help me. Help me to grow roots of holiness. Help me to grow roots of righteousness. Help me to grow roots of faith. Help me to grow roots of godliness. That every root I begin to grow, let it be in accordance, Lord, to your purpose and desire, to your expectation for my life, in the name of Jesus. And I want us to ask God, you know, we are talking about cedar making impact, receiving anointing in the church, and making impact in the world. Part of the fruit we are to bear is the impact we are making, not only in secular arena, not only in secular arena. The spiritual controls the physical. I want us to ask that God is going to engrace us to bear fruit. Fruit that will stand the test of time. Fruit that will stand the test of time. Fruit that will bring eternal rewards. That, Father, help me. Help me to be fruitful. I will not be an unprofitable servant. I will not be an unprofitable servant. Part of the vision of this ministry is to raise people that will be resourceful, people that will be impactful. Say, Father, help me. Help my weaknesses, O Lord. Help my weaknesses, O Lord. Strengthen me by your grace.
to bear fruits, fruit that is worthy of you. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me to grow my root downwardly so that I can bear my fruit upwardly in the name of Jesus. And also pray, if any root is shaking, that Father strengthen my roots. If any root is weak, Lord strengthen my root. If any root is diseased, Lord strengthen my roots this morning in the name of Jesus. Empower me, O Lord, by your grace in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are talking of this bearing roots and fruits. Roots. A number of us, our roots are so shallow. And that is why, a shallow root cannot survive in aridity. It cannot survive in the desert. And that is why, the wind of the world is carrying some of us. And that is why we can't stand. We like to talk to the Lord and say, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare upon my life, my root shall grow downward. It will not be growing on the surface. It will grow downward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that will remain and stand in the midst of turbulence world, this turbulent world and this wicked world, this terrible world. Father, I will remain, I will stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there are so many atrocities, where there are so many things happening, all kidnapping, all manner of things happening all over. But you are going to say, Lord, my root shall grow deeper. When my root grows deeper, Lord, I will be stable. Your power will uphold me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, grow deeper in your word, in the fellowship with you. I will grow deeper in the knowledge of your word. I will grow deeper, Lord, in my communion with you. I will grow deeper, Lord Almighty, in the word of God, in the meditation, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take me deeper. Take me deeper, Holy Spirit. Take me deeper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The second prayer we're going to pray, a number of us, we are talking of fruits. A number of us are barren. We do not even have any fruits. I'm going to cry that, Lord, every form of barrenness in my life, any form of barrenness, Lord Jesus, today, I receive life into everything that is dead, that is not making me to produce fruit. Anything that is not making me to produce fruit. And many lives are repulsive. They are repulsive of the power of God. They are repulsive of God's presence. They are repulsive to people around them. People cannot associate with them and say, you are a Christian. I want to say, God, in the name of Jesus, henceforth, my life will bring forth fruit. I will no longer be barren. I will no longer be barren. My life will no longer be barren. I refuse barrenness in my life. I declare that everything that is not making me to bring forth the right fruit in my life, today, in the name of Jesus, I bring down God's judgment of destruction to every area of barrenness in me. In the name of Jesus, Let the life of God enter into this life. Let the life of God enter. Let the power of life bring life into me. In the name of Jesus, to bring forth fruits. Fruits of repentance. Fruits of transformation. Fruits of glory. Fruits of godliness. Fruits of life. In the name of Jesus, let this life bring forth fruits. In the name of Jesus, let this life bring forth fruits. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. In the name of Jesus, no more barrenness. In the name of Jesus, bro, this life will bring forth fruit to the glory of the Father. He will bring forth fruit to the glory of the Son. He will bring forth fruit to the glory of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Jesus will be exalted through these lives. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Almighty Father, we bow before your presence this morning and thank you very much, Lord, for ministering to us today. Thank you, Father, that these lives will not only grow roots down, but Father, our lives will bring forth fruits. In the name of Jesus, as we grow downward by the name of our Lord Jesus, our lives will bring dividend. We bring fruits, not fruits that are diseased, not fruits, oh God, that are wrinkled, but fruits that bring forth beauty of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us. Help us. By the name of the Lord Jesus, help us to be change agents in this land. To bring transformation in this land. Let men take notice of us that we are people of God. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. This is our sincere cry today. We pray for your servant whom you have used. We pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus, his life will also grow deeper in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. His life will bring forth fruit for your glory. We bring forth fruit for your honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pour more grace upon his life, Father. And let your name continue to be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Can we put our hands together for our Lord Jesus? God bless you.